obviously, I am puzzled by this. Gombrich. Gombrich's immediate successor is Michael Baxendall.
Yeah.
And Michael Baxendall, when he develops the concept of the period I, he is, and he says it's because, and he says people's I differs because they've had different experiences. He's saying this already in 1972. He's invoking an explanation which is neuropsychological. The puzzle to me is that he presents this argument, which is neuropsychological, and clearly a development of Gombrich's theories, and yet he was seen as being really a social historian of art. And in other words, people missed the point because they weren't interested in psychology. So they said, well, it doesn't matter. We say that people in Florence were interested in measuring volumes because that's what they were trained in, and this is, of course, anybody who's trained in a particular, to use their mind in a particular way, will acquire skills in a particular way. In other words, they see that as being something that's conscious, it's economically driven, it's socially modulated, and they say, well, we're not interested in the mechanisms that lead to that happening. And obviously, and I say what we do need to be interested in the mechanisms, because we won't fully understand what's going on if we only see it as being a social and economic phenomenon. But it's, to me, the remarkable thing is that, Winckelmann, he says that he thinks that Greek art is more refined than Persian art because they had finer nerves in their brains. And in other words, all the way through, but Winckelmann isn't honored for this observation. He's honored because he distinguished between early Greek art and later Greek art and Roman art, and it was his noting, his capacity to describe the differences between works of classical art and to categorize them, which really gave him his status. And the museums were built, laid out according to his principles, so the works of art which had similar descriptions were put in similar galleries and were seen as being belonging together. The question is obviously, why are people not interested in why that happens? And I can't go more except to say that objects are, as long as people think they're only studying objects, they won't study human beings.